This is an executive summary of Wright vs. DST vs. Direct Ownership, the three-way comparison, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The usual real estate decision is framed as a two-way contest, but adding a third leg changes the answer. Direct ownership, a DST, and a Wright span the full spectrum from total control and effort to total passivity, and seeing all three together shows that passive isn't one thing and that the right choice depends on where you sit on control, tax deferral, liquidity, and the size of your check. The matrix below is the whole comparison in one view, the sections after it explain each axis. If you've already narrowed it to the two passive vehicles, our focus DST versus Wright comparison goes deeper on that pairing. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules and your situation with your tax advisor. This is educational, not investment advice. A three-way view, the sections below unpack each axis. Passive splits into two very different vehicles, and only direct ownership and DSTs defer a gain directly. Start by defining each structure clearly, because they sit at different points on the real estate spectrum. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.